Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Once again, this is Dr. Barton with the Truth in Medical Healing. We're sorry to get a little bit of a late start. It's a happy new year to everybody, and everything's running 2 minutes late. Anyhow, let me just tell you folks that we're going to talk about water, of course, the Kangen water, which is Japanese water technology, which I've actually found out about when I was at a medical convention in Tokyo, I don't know, 20 years ago, and it was a three-day weekend convention, and actually I had just gone to Tokyo because when I was in the Air Force years ago with my brother, and I wanted to go back and see what it looked like. Anyhow, since we got off to a late start this morning, I have to talk fast because this is the most important thing. We are, as humans, we are 85% water. The cells of the body are bathed in interstitial fluid, which is really water. And the thing is that water worldwide is contaminated. So if people don't want to believe that or listen to it, that's it. Excuse me, I'm sorry, their funeral. And I just wish that everybody could understand why, like, I drink Kangen water. And I found out about it years ago when I was at that convention, and I bumped into Dr. Hiromi Shinya. Dr. Shinya is a world-renowned gastroenterologist because he's the fellow who invented colonoscopy. At any rate, to make a long story short, we became best friends. I met him right in the lobby of the hotel, and he walked up to me and said, "Dr. Barton." I said, "Yes." And everything was in Japanese, of course. It was in Japan. I mean, the newspapers. And I said, "How did you know it's me?" And he held up a newspaper with a Japanese daily paper, and my picture was right on the front, and it was all just in Japanese. So I said, "What's that?" I didn't rob a bank or anything. He laughed, sort of, and he says, no, this is all about your cancer treatment center in Miami, Florida. And that's why some people from Tokyo had gone to your clinic, and they said they don't have the cancer anymore, and so forth and so on. So anyhow, since we did get a late start, we can't spend too much time on that, but Dr. Shinya told me all about the Kangen water and talked me into going over with him to Osaka, Japan, the other side of the island, where we actually, the factory is there, which is a company called Enagic, and they make these machines, which is water ionizer. So it's a little bit, let's say, twice the size of a big toaster. It can stand on your kitchen counter, hook up to tap water, and it actually restructures the water through the process of ionization and electrolysis, and it makes it into pure water. Water, by the way, water is contaminated. All bottled water, no matter what they say, how much it costs, anything like that, it's all part of everything. It's contaminated. Water worldwide is contaminated. I can't say it enough, and I'll tell you for other things besides that. Why also? Besides the fact that it is contaminated. However, these large petroleum companies, they're looking for additional deposits, and they break through the Earth's crust looking for petroleum deposits because they want to make more money. Well, you know, I want to make more money too, but I don't want to make my money on someone else's grief. And that's the way the systems are. And I'm a capitalist, and I'm not whatever else it is, but I am a capitalist. I brought up and live in a capitalistic society. I'm not a socialist. I hate communism, and I hate socialism and all of that. So now, and also, let me just tell you a little bit about my favorite topic, which is me. Me? Anyhow, look, pharmacy, chiropractic, and medicine. I'm a veteran of the United States Air Force, and I'm older than everyone. I'm sure I'm older than everybody who's listening to this show today. And I'm not going to tell you how old I am. None of your business. I'm just not going to tell you. I don't want to talk about how old I am. I don't even feel anywhere near how old I am. And let me tell you how I feel. I feel like I'm still 25 or even 20. And I can do everything that I always did. And I don't take any drugs or any prescriptions, even though I can write a prescription. I'm a physician. However, and I was brought up in my dad's old-time drugstore. And my father taught me a lot before I had gone into pharmacy school. At any rate, the thing is this, that today's practice of medicine is on the brink of disaster. Why is on the brink of disaster? Because prescription medication is responsible for, it's the third cause of death in the country. Why is that? Well, in 1994, way back then, 1994, the AMA contacted, sorry, the the AMA contacted the American, I got myself a little bit mixed up, but the thing is that the AMA contacted the FDA. The FDA is the Federal Drug Administration. AMA had contacted and said that, told them that 85% of the drugs, that the prescription drugs are, have side effects that can actually kill. If the person is taking the wrong prescription for their basic metabolism. So now there's new type of technology, which is what I'm actually involved in big time these days, which actually determines, you can do just a simple swab. Your doctor can do a simple mouth swab, cheek swab, called a buccal swab, B-U-C-C-A-L, and that swab goes out to our laboratory that I'm associated with, and it actually determines the type of metabolism that the person has. It is a few different types of metabolism. Let's see. Strong. It will come to me in a minute. However, so the different type of your metabolism has to match up to your doctor has to match it up to your the drug has to prescribe, the prescription has to be matched up to your metabolism. So, and if it's matched up, then it's going to work properly. In most cases, it doesn't. They don't match it up. They don't do that test. It's just being sort of recognized now. It takes a long time for things to get used as a regular basis in just in medicine. And we broadcast every Friday, folks, at 12 noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time. And we've been doing this show for the last, I don't know, how many years? 15 years? At any rate, we also want to slow down the aging process by eliminating free radicals or controlling free radicals, which slows the aging process, which we can talk more about. And I'm going to give you my cell phone number, which I very rarely do because we don't have enough time to yet even answer the phones. But my number is 386. We'll come back to that in a minute. As I actually am in such a hurry, I forgot my number. At any rate, if a patient is unable to metabolize a drug, the result is what's called an adverse side effect, and it loses the efficacy. The efficacy is meaning whether that drug is going to work safely or not. And the type of testing that we do is called PGX testing, pharmacogenetic testing. And let me see if I can give you a number to contact. Is 863-509-9059. And that's a direct line to me, Dr. Barton. So if you really want to be healthy, call in that number and listen to the show. We broadcast every Friday from 12 to 12:30. And today's show, because of New Year's, and Happy New Year, everybody, today's show is going to be a short version. So we're going to be signing off. Sorry for the late start. Sorry for the sign-off. However, we'll be talking hopefully next Friday. We broadcast every Friday at high noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time. And take care and have a great week and have a great year and a great life. Bye now.